Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and a very warm welcome to all of you this evening. And this is Radio Islam International Sunday evening. Time for us to chat once again, dig deeper, look at different aspects of our news agenda, look at it from different angles, look at implications, dig up issues that need to be in front of the news agenda and perhaps have fallen to the wayside with time that has gone by. In this first hour, we kick it all off by speaking to the head of the, or the chairperson of the Independent Ratepayers Association of South Africa. And there's a lot of talk that has been going on, especially for this election. Perhaps we've heard these kind of rumblings before about the importance of independent candidates and whether they are going to be game changers in previous elections already. But it seems as if for all the elections we've had so far, this might be that watershed moment for independent candidates. What are the repercussions of this? Somebody who's been out in the forefront before, perhaps it has grabbed the headlines in this way and has become all the vogue, is Mr. Isaac Berg, the Independent Ratepayers Association of South Africa, IRASA National Chairperson, with us on the line this evening to share his journey as well as thoughts on the upcoming election. Mr. Berg, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Islam.
Good evening, and thank you, and good evening to your listeners.
Thanks indeed, Mr. Berg. And I was just, you know, what just got me into the mode of speaking to you a few weeks back, driving through Alberton, seeing, you know, your face grace one of the posters, the election posters on the side of the road. And it just, you know, got my mind flashing back to a long time ago, in fact, when perhaps 2016 or even prior to that, had got in touch with you, and you know, you had given detailed interviews about the vision of IRASA and the role of independent candidates. And perhaps we haven't been in touch that much after that to, you know, follow up on what you've been up to, what IRASA has been up to. So a great opportunity and a great wealth of experience behind you to share with us this evening. First, just a background on yourself and your involvement in community activities, Mr. Berg.
Yes, yeah. I think my vision started in 2005 to help independent councillors to participate in local government elections. I've been a councillor in the city of Ekurhuleni since the 1st of December 2000, and being independent since 2002 up until now. And I must say, it's a very hard road for independence. I mean, you've got political parties that keep on saying to residents that independent candidates can't do anything for you. Smaller parties is a waste of your vote. Yeah, it's uphill, I think, but the momentum is there currently. I think there's much more people very vocal about independent candidates. The reason why we established or started the Independent Ratepayers Association of South Africa was to give independent councillors the second vote, so that if they don't make it as ward councillors like myself, to be elected as PR councillors. And I must say, we were very successful so far in keeping me in the city of Ekurhuleni, especially the last 5 years, you know, when the ANC in Ekurhuleni did not get 50% support in the city, and I had to get coalition partners. And yeah, I was one of the coalition partners, the reason being that they received 49% of the votes, where the DA only received 34% of the votes. And for the DA to go into a coalition in the city of Ekurhuleni, they needed 11 parties to form a coalition. And to me, once you need 11 parties to form a coalition, you're in trouble. You will not succeed, and the ratepayers and the people out there, the residents, will suffer, as proven in Joburg and Tshwane, what happened there. And with the ANC, they basically needed one party to form a coalition in the city in Ekurhuleni, the AIC, which they managed to get on board So they already had enough votes or seats to govern the city of Ekurhuleni. And for me, it was easy to go to them and say, listen, I don't want to fight from the outside anymore. I'd rather fight with you in the inside and sort out our differences and make sure that we serve the residents and the people of Ekurhuleni. And I think, coalition government in local governments is here to stay. I mean, if you take a country like Germany, they've been running the national government with coalitions in the last couple of years, very successful. And I can't see why we can't do it in South Africa when it comes to local government.
Indeed, Mr. Berg, you've obviously thrown out a lot of issues there. Your predictions on the importance of coalitions going forward. And I recall, I haven't read the book myself, but seeing it on the shelves, a book that really talks about this trend. I think it was called Coalition Country. And how South African politics are going to be defined by that going forward. I want you to take us a step back. One was your own involvement, Mr. Berg, but then there was the creation of IRASA, Independent Ratepayers Association. Now, what is a ratepayers association? Is this something that, you know, citizens have to come together to create, or were these ratepayers associations created particularly for the purpose of making this coalition?
No. My vision was that all towns should actually start the ratepayers organizations again. And then if they, to help them not to register and to go through the process, they can actually contest elections through IRASA and make use of us. I think it hasn't taken off as I wanted it to take off, but it's also because of propaganda. Political parties are here, they're here to stay. And clearly they serve political parties. They don't serve the residents of their cities or towns. And the ratepayers are there to serve. I mean, I pay rates and taxes. And I was very involved in the last 2 years before COVID and the last year to negotiate that there was no rates and taxes increase, tariff increase in the city of Ekurhuleni in the last 2 years. Because of COVID, the hardship, a lot of people lost their jobs. And I think that is what ratepayers organization bring to the table. We part of the residents. We don't play politics. We serve the community. And when political parties need to serve their party as well and residents, there's a conflict of interest there for me. You know, what happens in Cape Town is not necessarily applicable to Ekurhuleni or Johannesburg. So what the DA is doing there is not to say that they must do it here or in Joburg. And I think that is when you get conflict with political parties.
I just want to get to the bottom of what is a ratepayers organization, or perhaps any other group that would have similar objectives, maybe slightly different names. What would a ratepayers association do? How would it be constituted, and what would its mandate be?
Yeah, look, we're a civic organization. We're not a political party, and we establish ourselves. You've got your constitution. You need to register with the IEC to take part in the elections. But it's not to say you're a political party to take part of in the elections. But it's a residence organization for the residents where they stay in different towns.
This vision that you've spoken about coming to contesting previous elections, as it stands, you have, if you'd like, people under the name of IRASA standing as independents across the country?
Yes. We've got, this was a confusion about the election being postponed and things like that. I think it caught us off guard. But we've got in Clarksdorp, we've got candidate standing there. I would have liked more, but you know, Musimani got on board with his vision as well to assist independent candidates. I mean, he's very vocal about it, being a leader of a political party before, and now he actually saw what independent candidates can do when it comes to local government. And I think he's not the only one. There's quite a few other organizations getting on board, registering to make sure that they assist independent candidates.
I need to understand this, you know, when you have an umbrella body, be it IRASA in your case, that is standing on, is basically, you know, getting all these independents together, once you have a name, once you have a logo, does that in a way not become a default political party and change the nature of what an independent ought to be or represent?
No, not at all. You must remember all our councillors, when they get elected, they've got an independent vote. We don't vote according to party caucuses. You vote for what's the best in your ward. If you get elected in Ward 34, you vote accordingly. You vote with your conscience. You don't vote according to caucus decisions. We don't make decisions on behalf of independent candidates. You serve your ward. You've actually made promises in that ward, and you need to keep those promises. And that is why we just assist with the umbrella organizations that every independent don't have to pay a deposit. We pay the deposit and we register in all the wards, and then we go. And what we do is we monitor over 5 years people that's very involved in their towns, like in Ekurhuleni, Nigel, Kempton Park, Boksburg. We monitor those people, and then we go and see them and say, why don't you come be part of the solutions and stand as a candidate under the umbrella of IRASA? It's just to make it easier that other ratepayers organizations don't have to go and register. We give them our constitution, they adopt it, they look at it, they make changes to it, and then they adopt it, and then they can take part in the elections. And then they're totally independent. As long as they don't bring the name IRASA, yeah, if they don't damage the brand and things like that, but you're totally independent.
And so I fully understand the perspective and the role you play. Does it, though, in your opinion, now, you know, you mentioned, for example, the One South Africa movement, or whoever else it may be, the fact that, you know, there's a kind of backing from the outside for a number of candidates. In those type of cases, is there, you know, not the possibility that that might muddy the waters, and because, you know, there perhaps might be funders who have a vision of their own, backing a number of candidates in different places, that could, you know, morph this support of independence into a kind of political party, which wasn't the intention for people to go independent in the first place?
Yeah, look, I think it might change in 5 or 10 years' time, when people will vote for an independent candidate, and that independent candidate will win the ward. And I think there is going to be a few independent candidates that's going to win wards. And that will set the trend for future elections. And then you can select to stand totally independent, not even under the umbrella of IRASA. But we've set the tone. We just want to get that in residence and sell the idea to voters that, you know, independent elected councillor can actually do more for you than a councillor from a political party.
The experience that you have in the Ekurhuleni Metro, Mr. Berg, you did describe part of it as being daunting. There are setbacks, perhaps there's challenges sometimes when it comes to finances as well. What would you advise any independent candidate out there to be wary of, to always remain true to the mandate that ordinary citizens who looked up to them as an alternative, what are the pitfalls that they could potentially make, and how do they avoid them?
Yeah, I think that one. Let's start with budgets, because budgets are very important in municipalities and metros. If you can't pass a budget, the metro can't function. So for independent candidates to look at the budget, if you agree with the budget 80%, you can't agree with it 100%. If you agree with the budget 80%, support that budget. If you're a ward councillor, there will be projects in your ward on that budget. Support the budget and then monitor those projects. Make sure that they start in time, make sure that deadlines are met, make sure that it's value for money. Do oversight on those projects in your ward, and you will be very, very, very successful. You know, if you take the city of Ekurhuleni in the last 5 years, the DA did not support one budget. Not one budget, although it was poor budgets. It catered for the poorest of the poor. It caters for projects in DA wards, big projects. Projects, I think we just opened the new fire station in Kempton Park this week. Last week we opened the EMPD precinct. Those two projects alone was 90 million rand in DA wards. And the DA did not support that budget in Kempton Park. And that is not looking after their residents. Their residents gave them a mandate to say, we want developments, we want projects. Projects must be completed, and then they go and vote against it. And to independent candidates, I want to say, study the budget. If you agree with it 80%, approve it.
Two final questions, Mr. Berg. As far as an independent, one or two independents, or many more independents, whatever the election coughs up this time, is there not a risk if independents are outnumbered as they have been so far that yes, they could be the deciding vote, or very easily they could be sucked up by a political party, or if you'd like, become too cozy with a political party based on personal relationships or so forth. There's a risk because a person is kind of doesn't have anybody to hold them to account, in terms of an organization or constitution.
Yeah, let me answer the last part first. The voters hold independent councillors accountable. We political parties hold their councillors accountable. And you rather want your residents to hold them accountable than a political party. A political party protects their councillors or their members, where the public won't protect the independent councillor that is not doing his or her work. They will ask person be removed. And just to say to you that, independent councillors are very, very neutral. We don't play politics. And for the first time, I was given the Oversight Committee, chairperson position of the Oversight Committee for Community Safety in the city of Ekurhuleni. First time in the history of the city of Ekurhuleni, members not from the ANC were given oversight roles to actually hold the executive accountable. And I'm stating it today, that's one of the reasons why the city of Ekurhuleni received a clean audit in the previous year. No other metro received a clean audit, only the city of Ekurhuleni, because it is not the ANC holding the ANC accountable. It's independents and other small parties that held the ANC and Ekurhuleni accountable. And that's why we were so successful.
A final one for you, Mr. Berg. As independent, lots of focus on independence this time, as we mentioned at the beginning, the importance of coalition politics going forward. You took this bold decision and also assisted many on this journey a long time before it was probably so much in the vogue. Do you feel vindicated by a decision looking at how perhaps other municipalities have failed, under the helm of political parties? And, a small shout out from your side for IRASA going up to the elections.
It's very disappointing that the coalitions in Tshwane and Joburg did not work. I think it cost the ratepayers a lot of money there. Tshwane is basically bankrupt. It's because of the coalitions that didn't work out there. And parties, when they form coalitions, must put their main differences aside and work for the metro and the people of that metro and make sure it works. And you know what, to the independent councillors, if you don't get elected this time, there's another chance in 5 years' time. I think, they say change happens over only after between 30 and 34 years. And I think Ekurhuleni is only 21 years old now. So there's still time for independent councillors to grow and to don't lose faith in the system. Come back in 5 years' time if you don't make it this time, but keep on going until we get enough independent councillors elected in all our municipalities and metros so that we can serve the residents of those municipalities and metros.
Indeed, Mr. Berg, very great privilege speaking to you this evening, hearing your experience and very sound advice. Wishing you all the best on your personal ticket, where you would be contesting, and everybody else also under the banner of IRASA come the upcoming elections. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Very well explained. Understanding of independent candidates, what faces them come the upcoming elections, and also advice for them to keep true to their mandate, and advice to the electorate, if you're going the independent route, to be able to make sure that your independent is delivering and perhaps does not get sidetracked by other issues that could easily swamp him, come into an unfamiliar political arena that's full of intrigue. That was Mr. Isaac Berg, Independent Ratepayers Association of South African National Chairperson. They're on the web, irasa.co.za.